Ms. Safar, good morning to you. You may indeed. You may proceed.
My name is Sarah Safar. I'm the attorney for Terrence. Terrence and I are asking that this court find that the juvenile court erred in placing Terrence on probation past his 18th birthday when the only basis for the court's jurisdiction was habitual truancy from school. The juvenile court cannot retain jurisdiction in a truancy case past the age of 18 because once the youth turns 18, the basis for the court's jurisdiction ends. After age 18, the youth can no longer be truant from school. The Nebraska compulsory education statute states that a youth is lawfully allowed to withdraw from school at the age of 18. And neither the Nebraska Juvenile Code or the compulsory education statutes restrict the right of a youth to withdraw from school once they have reached the age of 18. So again, that 18 mark is the basis for retaining jurisdiction, which is to institute or enforce the Nebraska compulsory education statute or that requirement that a youth enroll and attend in school dissolve. The court can no longer require school attendance.
What did the court, what did the juvenile court say about that issue?
The juvenile court in the Bill of Exceptions stated that the juvenile code gave the court authority over Terrence until age 19.
So how do we reconcile, or do we reconcile those two statutory avenues?
So the Nebraska Juvenile Code and the Nebraska Compulsory Education Statute in this instance should not be read as completely separate and distinct statutes because that would produce an absurd result. If youth that are adjudicated only on truancy offenses are allowed to remain on probation until they are 19, that essentially gives that part of the Nebraska compulsory education statute stating that youth can withdraw themselves at 18, it gives that part of the statute really no lawful effect.
Could the court retain jurisdiction till 19, but would be, for lack of a better standard, abusing its discretion to order continued education? In other words, continue the jurisdiction, but be without either the power or abuse of discretion to order the education component.
Yes, and if the sole basis for jurisdiction is habitual truancy, having them on probation till 19 serves no purpose because the entire point of that case is to have them go to school and be enrolled until the age of when they can withdraw legally.
And so, other terms of probation?
Were there other terms of probation? Yes.
What was the purpose of those?
The purpose of those in Terrence's case and also for youth that are only adjudicated on truancy was to find a probation order, find a set of services that would help Terrence go to school while he was under the age of 18 and be enrolled and attend school while he was under the age of 18.
Is the age of the juvenile in the record?
Yes, Your Honor. In the transcript...
How old is he then?
He is 18.
Still 18?
Still 18.
Okay.
Correct. In the transcript, my understanding on the journal entry and orders that the juvenile's age is on.
Counselor, are you stating?
In this particular case, yes, because there's only one adjudication, that is habitual truancy from school.
And what if you had a child called? Home.
No, in that setting, the court could implement those probation terms to place a therapy in the home, because the court, when there's a basis for jurisdiction, the court does have broad authority in the best interest of the child to take corrective action or put in services that correct that behavior.
Why doesn't that apply?
Because once Terrence, it does apply until Terrence turned 18, that those services could be implemented because he was under the jurisdiction of the court until he turned 18. But once he turned 18, because he could lawfully withdraw himself from school and he could never again be truant, his status as a habitual truancy offender ends, and therefore the basis for jurisdiction ends, unlike a law violation.
So how does in re interest of Kevin K. play into this?
In re interest of Kevin K. is similar to Terrence's case in that Terrence's obligation to attend school lawfully ended. Now, I know in interest of Kevin K., it was a parent lawfully withdrawing the student, but in this case, Terrence could lawfully withdraw himself from school at 18. And then similar to the youth in Kevin K., Terrence couldn't never again or no longer be truant from school or subject to the compulsory education statute, which was the basis for jurisdiction once he turned 18. And also in Kevin K., this court stated that when the status of a truancy is ended lawfully, the juvenile court may terminate jurisdiction.
May terminate.
And
that gets back to our earlier conversation, which is even if the order to go to school were incorrect, could the court nevertheless continue the jurisdiction?
And again, in the interest of Kevin K., the court, that was the juvenile court's order. It did terminate. And I think one of the last lines in the in the interest of Kevin K. opinion was this court agreeing that it was neither necessary or appropriate for the continuing jurisdiction. So this, it was affirming the juvenile court order. This order says
probation orders for the health, safety, and welfare of the juvenile.
Correct.
Is that separate and apart from go to school?
The best interest or the health, safety, and welfare, that standard, yes, that does apply when the court has a basis for jurisdiction. Again, in this case, once Terrence turned 18, his status as a status offender or as a habitual truancy offender ended. So the court should have no choice at that point. But
well, in Kevin K., the judge said essentially there's no longer any reason for me to have any control over this child, and so we supported the judge in that case. In this case, the judge is saying sort of the opposite of that. So what do we do?
And again, it goes back to the state of the law in Nebraska of when youth can withdraw themselves from school. It's actually similar to the juvenile court has jurisdiction in other cases over youth until they're 19. So some youth could be in placement, and maybe it'd be best for them to continue in that placement. But once the youth turns 19, the juvenile court jurisdiction ends, and there's no question about that, whether it's in the best interest of the child or not. And so, and Terrence's case is similar because once he turns 18, and he's only adjudicated on that truancy offense, the court should be ordered to terminate jurisdiction, given the language in the Nebraska compulsory education statute.
So what should this court do?
Terrence and I are asking that this court find that the juvenile court erred in placing Terrence on probation past his 18th birthday, and then also make a finding that youth that are adjudicated solely on truancy offenses cannot be placed on probation past their 18th birthday.
Once he reached his 18th birthday, wasn't he still placed in the Omaha home?
Correct.
The order indicates that reasonable efforts have been made to maintain the juvenile in the home, but to remain there would be contrary and so forth. So at this point, the juvenile court is rightly or wrongly looking at factors other than going to school.
Correct. And again, parents are also
those serve as a basis to continue the jurisdiction.
May I answer?
Yes, certainly. We'll give you the 10 minutes of the other side if you wish.
But you have to argue it the other way.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yes, prior to Terrence turning 18, again, Terrence did not contest that he had been habitually truant from school prior to his 18th birthday. It was not a contested issue, or, you know, we did not appeal the order of the out-of-home placement. Yes, the juvenile court did make those findings. However, just like when a youth is 19 and jurisdiction ends, in this case, once Terrence was able to, or the ability to lawfully withdraw himself, could no longer ever again be truant, even if he stopped going to school, then the juvenile court jurisdiction ends, even if he was in placement at that time.
Do we know the status of Terrence now?
Yes.
It's not in our record, but what is the status of Terrence now?
Okay, yep. Terrence was turned 18 while he was in Omaha Home for Boys, and then he came back to live with his father.
What if we remanded this to the juvenile court to sort of show cause as to why jurisdiction should be continued?
So, and that's why Terrence and I are actually asking for an order saying that the juvenile court erred in this case, because Terrence did...
That's not what I asked you.
So Terrence did come home from Omaha Home for Boys on probation, and then very recently Judge Ryder in the juvenile court entered an order ending Terrence's probation.
So is the case moot?
No, because... In regards to Terrence, yes, he is.
So you just want us to do something for future cases?
That's correct. I think the public interest exception to the mootness doctrine applies in this case. Again, it's Terrence was on probation.
Aren't all those cases factual driven by individual facts of the case, and how would we make a hard and fast rule that once you reach 18, you've been adjudicated as habitually truant, then you have to be released from probation, even though there might be other reasons for being on probation?
Well, in Terrence's case, and again, I think that also goes to why the public interest doctrine should apply. This is a legal issue.
Isn't habitual truancy just the manifestation of a symptom and not the underlying basis that the court is trying to deal with on disposition? Yes, it's adjudicated on truancy, but it's not truancy in and of itself isn't the issue. It's all the reasons why the child doesn't get to school. Doesn't that suggest the sort of hard and fast rule that you're suggesting is exactly the wrong thing to do?
Again, the argument goes back to the state of the law and the Nebraska compulsory education statute. We cannot the juvenile court cannot carve out this group of kids and prohibit them only from withdrawing from school or not terminating jurisdiction, and then other kids that are not involved in the juvenile court can withdraw themselves at 18.
That goes back to what the condition of probation is. Yes, I agree with you. After 18, you can't make them go to school anymore, but there are things that could address the reasons that caused them not to go to school in the first place that have nothing to do with actual whether they're in school or not. So I guess so far I'm not persuaded, but one last chance.
And Terrence and I, again, this court there are going to be too many cases, there are going to be too many cases, and the reality is that truancy ends at age 18. And there's just no basis for jurisdiction given the state of the law once a youth turns 18, even if it would be beneficial that they continue on in an educational program or with support services.
What was the basis of the adjudication? Was it a 247-3D1? And was it specifically, there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Right.
There's a lot of semicolons, right? It's uncontrolled by his or her parent, or endangering seriously the morals or health of his, so forth, or being habitually truant. And I won't go on to two because you're telling me it's a second one. Yeah.
Yes, the petition was for habitual truancy, and I know the journal entry and order in which the court date was, parents was adjudicated, it had habitual truancy from school, and then it said admit or no contest, but that he was adjudicated, so it's clear that it was truancy and not ungovernable or...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next case of the day.